Sexy Pilgrim Pleasure.
Excuse me? This is like a drink.
A dress, cuffs, and belt, and shoe buckles, and a cap. And you can wear any sexy shoes.
That's it. What is that? It's just buckles and a cap. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so what's the difference between pilgrims and Puritans?
Well, I lent you that book called The Wordy Shipmates.
Yeah, which I have not read. I hope you're not asking for it back because you're not getting it back. Because I haven't read it yet.
No, by Sarah Vell. Mm-hmm. Very good book. And she was talking about the difference between Puritans and pilgrims. Mm-hmm. Two different groups of people. Mm-hmm. The pilgrims are more came to the country to kind of like just start a new life. Mm-hmm. But the pilgrims were, I mean, the Puritans were like their morals. They were the ones that started the whole no sex thing.
Okay.
And those are the people that pass those kind of puritanical values that a lot of
people
have today.
So we'd be better off, we'd be chilling more if we had some pilgrimic.
Yeah.
Some
right.
Ancestors.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of pilgrims. That's my little segue there.
Yeah, not Puritans.
Not Puritans. Pilgrims. This is the clothing of the pilgrims. Because I feel like every year at this time, Thanksgiving comes up and kids do these little pageants. And they dress. They take cardboard and paper and they make ridiculous outfits.
Right, construction paper hats with like a hole in the top so their head sticks out.
Huge buckles on their shoes. Yeah. And this is all wrong.
We all do it.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
So it says here, I found this article. Each fall at Thanksgiving time, we are reminded of the misconceptions the general public has concerning the appearance of pilgrims. Who's we?
Who we are?
It's the Society of Mayflower Descendants and Plymouth Plantation reenactors. Thanks to them, we have here the real deal. So in my mind, they just wore black all the time.
Yeah, right.
They wore pretty uninteresting stuff. But there are, we do have some sources that let us know what they wore. We have some old patterns. We looked at some things from the times. And it has here that one guy left in his will, he left his son one blue cloth suit, green drawers, a violet cloth coat.
Violet? I'm spitting on you.
That's okay. Black silk stockings, sky blue garters. I mean, these guys were pimps.
They were peacocking.
Yes.
They were for the attention of the women.
For the ladies who dressed less exciting than the men.
Just like
course.
In nature. Yeah. Just like the mallard ducks.
Yeah. So a turkey red grosgrain suit. The whole suit. A red waistcoat. A tawny colored suit with silver buttons. A violet cloak. A velvet lined with taffeta. This is for a guy.
Well, how do we know that this was the normal thing, though? Maybe that guy was the exception.
Well, no. This is like a regular person when they died. This is like in their
the
will.
Inventory.
So this is like.
This is just a sampling of a normal person.
Yeah, sampling of a normal person.
Oh, my God.
Another person, the woman, had a pointed, narrow, lace-trimmed slipper. Another woman had an embroidered cap. Someone had a felted beaver hat. And other inventories mentioned things such as quilted and lace caps and violet and green waistcoats. Mm-hmm. So they didn't just wear all black. They actually had some colors going on.
They're not from New York.
No. They weren't from New York, right? They weren't from Manhattan. They're from a borough.
Okay.
They dressed a little more, you know. Interesting. They said the woman's, here's a basic garment for a woman. And this is my whole thing with any colonial people. Why are you guys wearing so much clothing? Why?
Because it's cold.
Not all the time.
Because they're Puritans.
Here's a basic garment. These are the pilgrims.
Oh.
Not the,
oh, God.
How dare you? We just went over this. You schooled me.
That's right.
Yeah. You Good. Gave me what for? Woman's basic garment. And now think about wearing this. Underpants, stockings, a petticoat, a chemise, a bolster. You know what a bolster
is? No, what's
a bolster? A bolster was a padded, kind of in the shape of a C, and you put it around your waist to puff it out because, you know, baby got back even in pilgrim days.
Oh.
So they had tiny waists, and they wanted to make
the
booty, as it were, look bigger. These ladies had it going on. A bodice, a skirt, an apron, an outer gown, and shoes. So they really...
They had a lot.
They had a lot going on. There was a lot of fashionable stuff happening for the pilgrims.
Can I just tell you something else?
Sure.
You know, I live in Hoboken, and we got flooded through with Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
And didn't have power. A lot of people didn't have hot water. People got a little stinky. After, like,
two Started to get ripe.
Yeah.
How did they do it back then?
I have no idea.
Whenever I watch, because, you know, I did medieval studies, and that was, they burned incense.
Like nobody's business.
Like nobody's. And it's not the kind of incense now where it's just like a little wafting of smoke. It was just like a wall back then. And they used to also wear, like, you know, sprigs about their clothing so they could smell. It's like when you take the subway. I've seen people on the subway every once in a while just do a little, rub their hands together with a little clove oil and take a sniff of that.
Really?
When it's getting funky on there.
Well, I bring Vicks Vapor Rub on planes.
See?
Because I put that under my nose if it's funky.
Imagine back then. There was nothing you could do. Even breathing through your mouth back then was probably
But it
hazardous.
Was such a difference.
Oof. Yeah. But, you know, they were aware of stench.
You know, they were aware.
Yeah, it wasn't this. I think we have this idea that they were just kind of like, oh, it's okay if everyone stinks to heaven. They knew when things stank, of course.
But it's like after a day, things stink.
Yeah. And if you're aware, and they didn't wash their clothing. And their clothing was like real thick, you know, heavy garments.
Soaked up.
Yeah. But I just thought it was this interesting. I'll put a link to it. But the clothing of the pilgrims, they were actually quite jaunty. So when kids dress up to do the little reenactments, maybe they should have a little violet cloth.
You know, throw in some color there.
Yeah, some color, some grosgrain ribbon.
And they should make their outfits pop.
Yeah, and then they have to get drunk.
Well,
and wander through the village.
Speaking of clothing, for some reason, they're advertising costumes for Thanksgiving now. You can dress as a sexy, as they say, Indian princess.
Is that not racist? Mm-hmm. Didn't we have that?
Sure.
Didn't we go over this already?
A deep brown dress with fringe trim.
Mm-hmm.
An Indian feather hair clip, mm-hmm. armbands, and faux fur boots.
And does it come with a tomahawk for scalping white people?
Probably. And then right underneath it is the sexy Native American.
How is that different from the...
It has a halter dress instead of just a deep brown dress. Mm-hmm. Dress. Sexy open back. And then it has turquoise and gold bead trim.
Are you kidding me? And where are you supposed to wear this?
To Thanksgiving dinner. They're like, make your Thanksgiving a little sexy.
Really?
A sexy pilgrim? Not a Puritan.
Of course not. No such thing as a sexy Puritan.
And then another sexy Indian babe.
Wait, I mean, how much are these costumes? Where can I get them? This is awful.
They range from $34.99 to about $64.47.
Can I tell you some, it is November 9th, and some jackass had in the window of their establishment a fully dressed Christmas tree.
No.
Yes.
You can't do that. That's illegal.
It has already started.
Oh,
can you believe
God.
That? So speaking of sexy Thanksgiving, I have some advice.
Yeah.
Because if you are going to spend $34.99.
Because Thanksgiving is the least sexy holiday of them all.
It really is. Like, Veterans Day is not very sexy.
Let's see. Sexy holidays are Valentine's, 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
maybe Christmas,
and Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween. St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
Everyone will look sexy because you'll be drunk.
Yeah.
So if you are going to be sexy for Thanksgiving, you probably want some great pictures. So here's some Thanksgiving advice. Five tips for great Thanksgiving photos. Now, I didn't know there was such a thing as Thanksgiving photos, but... apparently there is. If you've got one annoying photographer in your household or in your family, you are going to be made to pose. Number
forgot
one.
Forgot about that. That's mm-hmm. going to be terrible.
Number one. We are going this year to Atlantic City. We are fueling the New Jersey economy for Thanksgiving. You can meet us at the casino if you wish.
All right.
Number one, it says here, make a list. First and foremost, it's a great idea to write down a list of the photos you'd like to capture.
No. Who's doing it? You have to sit there. It's like a director. You have to do, what do they call it? A storyboard,
mm-hmm.
your photos
yep.
first. Okay.
You probably want to shoot the turkey and the pies before they're cut into. Make a list of important scenes. Now, you're automatically assuming that people are going to play along with your little...
with your ideas.
Yeah. I want to see, is on your list, take a picture of Uncle smoking a joint out the back when he's not supposed to be because he can't deal with the fact that he has to be here with everybody for the holiday.
Yeah.
Is that on the list? If there are any groups or combinations of guests you want to shoot, make a list. This sounds like a nightmare.
Get the people. You know what? How about the parents who are divorced because they cheated on each other
mm-hmm.
with their new spouses?
Yes, get that.
Get them all together.
A foursome.
Yeah.
It says here, tack the list somewhere where you'll see it, and probably everybody else, I'm thinking, on the fridge, and cross off the shots as you go. What if you see you're not up there?
How about the shot of everybody laying on the floor in front of the TV with their pants open?
Yeah. Yes. People with the trichinosis.
Trichinosis.
Yes. And it says, I think if you're going to be photographing people at Thanksgiving, you better tell everybody to be camera ready when they get there. You tell Aunt Elsa to put her wig on tight. Put it so it looks legitimate, so that the front of the wig is not all the way down by her, you know, her eyebrows. Yeah. Right. Number two.
What about? Go for it.
Work the lighting.
work it.
Work. Turn on as many lights as possible. So lit the place up like a flame.
God.
Pull back curtains
and make everyone uncomfortable.
It says let outdoor light flow into the house. I'm sorry, but by the time dinner is served, it's dark. Where are these people? Everyone's drunk. I don't know. Who's eating during the day?
People do, actually. 2 or 3 o'clock is the time, yeah.
We've said that, and then, you know, as African-Americans, and technically from the South, by six, meal might be on the table.
No, I can't take the lateness.
You can't wait?
I can't.
You don't want to be sitting around that late.
If somebody says to get there.
You know I'm with that, but I'm just telling you, it's 2 o'clock. It says here, if it's an option, consider taking people outdoors for their portraits. Flush them out.
Get out there. Have the pumpkins in the gourds. That's what I'll do. A giant gourd patch.
And make people pose with it?
Yeah.
I thought that Thanksgiving was about getting together and eating. But apparently it's about the pictures. It says number four. I skipped number three because it's technical. Number four, get above the fray.
What?
So you'll be inclined to take the traditional dinner table family portrait from eye level, which means you'll get candles, glasses, and perhaps even turkey in the way.
Oh, stand on the chair.
Mm-hmm. Get above the eye level and shoot down. And I'm like, only shoot me from the top down.
Yeah, no,
you can shoot me from the chin up and the clavicle down. Do not get anything in here.
No.
Stay away from it. It's not your business. I'm not coming over.
Stay away from my neck.
Yeah, stay away from my neck.
I don't want you to...
Nobody does.
Creep.
Yeah. Number five, and this is the creepiest one ever. Combine the best parts of a group portrait with photo fuse. Now, do you know what this is?
No, what is that? Of course. So, you're asking me what that is.
I didn't know what it was. You might, because you have Windows. So with Windows Photo Fuse, you can take swap elements from similar photos. So if I take three pictures in the Hey You Know What studio, and in one of them you're blinking, I can, and I'm smiling really nicely, I can just swap your blink face out for your not blink face and another one. And or I could take our Blue Ball mic and swap in a Mic's Hard, for example.
You're kidding. So what you can do is make... you know, your uncle look like he's looking down the niece's shirt.
Yes. Yep. Or whatever you want. It says you can swap, but he says you can swap out clean plates for dirty plates. Put the dog in the background, even if he's not there.
Even if he's stealing it.
Yes, he's been run over. Moments later, something happens you didn't like. Swap it out.
Put in a shadow person.
It's freaky. Yeah, you can put in a shadow person. I was like, I don't know how to use Photo Fuse, but I want to get it now because I'd like to do a swap out of the Last Supper with Hey You Know It stuff. People we mentioned.
Yeah.
Guests we've had. And then, of course, I think in the center would, of course, be Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Yes.
He would be the Jesus character.
Yeah. And then...
who would be our Judas?
Ooh. Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
And his hairpiece. We could swap out a wine, like a goblet, for Nicolas Cage's hairpiece. Christian Bale would be in there.
Uh-huh.
Billy Zane would be in there.
Oh, my God.
All kinds of people. We could swap it out with this photo. That'll be our... I'll work on that. On a Hey You Know It Last Supper.
Okay. With all our discount celebrities.
Yeah, with all our discount celebrities. So those
have the A-list table and then the B-list.
The B-list table.
And they have to be in the same spots.
But for real, though, seriously, who's serving the wine? Billy Zane. Billy Zane is also receiving wine. Because any reason to mention Billy Zane is a good day. Christian Bale. Maybe he'd be a good Judas. I don't know. Anyway, so that's a nightmare Thanksgiving photographer at your house. What a nightmare. That's why I'm going to casino.
Terrible.
Let someone try to take a picture of me at Revel. I will hustle them to the ground.
You know, if you have a new boyfriend or girlfriend and you have to go to that person's family for Thanksgiving, do's and don'ts of spending your first Thanksgiving with his or her family.
Okay.
All right. So you're going there, you're new, fresh-faced lovers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should be more serious than that. You should be someone you just banged a couple times. You had a quick beige last night, just bringing them to the meal. In any case, what's the advice?
Just thought of something. Anyway.
Is it not? It's not podcast appropriate.
No, okay. Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, it is, but it's filthy. It's very funny, though. All right. It says, yeah, these are some helpful hints in to take the edge off meeting the family for holidays. That's just a nightmare.
Booze. Take the edge off is synonymous with booze.
Yeah, but you have to make a good first impression. So they're saying, do participate in family traditions, even if it seems weird or wacky from what you're used to.
Like the swap out photos.
Yeah, or like a pig's head that they all put on the table. Like something weird
that's freaky.
Like, I don't know. I just made that up. These traditions are important to him and his family. And if you see any future with your man, these could be your traditions too.
I can count on no hands how many times I've been to my husband's family's for Thanksgiving. So not always true, people.
Oh, yeah.
But, we've gone to my family once.
You know what? It's the worst when siblings, spouses now bring their traditions over. It's like, what is that?
You're like, we already don't like our traditions. Why are you bringing your stuff here?
I don't want that thing.
Yeah, we don't want another pig's head on the table.
This is our pig head thing that we do.
That we don't like. Do you ever have anyone in your family who insists upon a tradition and everyone else is like, leave it? My mom was telling me that when they were little kids, my uncle liked to do the prayer.
Yeah.
But not because he was really into it, because he liked to grandstand. Oh, and they were all staring at the meal, like salivating. And he's talking about the universe and they're kicking him under the table. And he insisted upon. And of course, adults are probably like, oh, that's so nice. He wants to do the prayer. And they're like, we're going to kill you.
He just needs some showtime.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Yeah. Another one is, don't cling to him. Even if you're...
yeah.
Don't leave
don't
my
cup
side.
Him.
Don't cup his balls, yeah, please.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Even if you're overwhelmed by meeting his family, it's important to make an effort to get to know them and form your own bond with his family.
Mm-hmm. Find out who the creepy one is and stay away from that one.
Yeah,
there's always somebody who's going to feel you up. They're going to treat you like a member of the family.
Yes.
Always somebody.
Don't cling to him.
Yeah.
But you could just visualize that. Do offer to help. I mean, that goes for anybody.
Yeah. This is like, just have
That's
a
just
live.
Manners.
Yeah.
That's make a great impression if you help out in the kitchen and clean up after dinner, or even watch after the kids in the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no staff. You need to think about your dating choices. I'll say. I went once to a guy I was dating years ago. It was obviously before I got married. That would be kind of awkward. I went to his family's, I think it was either Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they weren't wealthy, but they had hired like one or two people to help with the cleanup. Because who wants to deal with, 20 plates?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. The good china.
Yeah.
Somebody the good china.
The set.
That's the good china.
We have
the story of it's grandma's china.
The china with an initial on it and the matching goblets and all that kind of stuff.
Don't break it. And then we broke one and now everyone's mad.
Yeah.
It says here, don't get drunk. Even though a little liquid courage might take the edge of nervousness, you're most likely to do something embarrassing if you drink.
I'm going to say it's like feel the room. You know, if you see everybody else is getting shit faced, it'd be kind of awkward if you didn't.
And then don't get involved in family drama.
Impossible.
Yeah. Don't get involved in any arguments that come up over dinner.
Mm-hmm. So no politics or religion, money.
Yeah. This is the time to meet his family, not make enemies with them.
I disagree. I say find the weakest person in that family and set upon them.
Attack.
Yes.
Because everyone else will.
Yep.
They'll be like, you're one of us.
They'll be like, she's in with us. She hates Becky.
Oh, my God.
We never liked her. We should have stopped after six kids.
Oh, here's more of the sexy costumes for women.
Okay.
I forgot about these two. Sexy pilgrim pleasure.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
This is like a drink.
A dress, cuffs, and belt, and shoe buckles, and a cap. And you can wear any shoes.
That's it. What is it? It's just buckles and a cap. That, to me, is the ultimate sexy pilgrim. It's a hat, one buckle, not even a set of buckles, and a cuff with a chain on it to the buckle. That's all you get.
God, and then here's another one, a sexy laughing maiden.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. It's a full-length sleeveless dress featuring faux leather accents, again, fringe trim.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lace-up back and high leg slits.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to be at a casino, so there's a possibility I might see some of this.
Small, medium, and large.
It's not one size fits all. I like my idea of just some buckles.
Well, you should wear a sexy outfit to your boyfriend's house for the first time. Be like, what?
What if they were actually descendants of the pilgrims who they'd be like, this is just racist.
Yeah, you have to know which one. Am I doing a pilgrim? Am I doing a Native
Puritan.
American?
The thing is, well, you can't do Native American because they lost. You can do the pilgrims because it's okay to be prejudiced and make fun of cultures that are on the up and up.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's okay to dress like a funny German. you know, or funny Brit.
Okay.
That's okay. But funny Native American, that's, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
So do that. Dress as a pilgrim when you go and meet them for the first time.
And get, you know, come in with, like, you know, me, big heap'em, like, piece of pie, wampum, some racist stuff. Yeah. Squaw. Just whatever racist stuff you can come up with.
Yeah. Because,
you know, there's only one kind of Native American. They all spoke the same language.
Yeah.
And had the same outfit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cinema Cinema, the band that does our theme song, needs your help. All their equipment was destroyed during Hurricane Sandy. If you'd like to contribute to their rebuilding process, please visit cinemacinema.bandcamp.com, download their new album, and you can name your own price. Every little bit helps. That's cinemacinema.bandcamp.com.
All right, so I have something here, a little beer news. Beer. We had some beer news last year.
Well, you need that at Thanksgiving.
I love
some football and beer.
I'm having a beer right now, people. I'm the Howard Stern of podcasting.
You are.
I'm actually having a Mike's Hard Limeade.
Oh, I don't like the lime. You know that. You know my curse with the lime.
It's my first one, and I prefer the regular Mike's Hard, but that's all they had. And they were giving me the hairy eyeball. I'm like, everybody else, this guy's got his pants down in this bodega. You're looking at me?
Right.
Because I'm getting a one, you know.
They're like, what is she going to do with that?
Yeah.
Drink it?
Drink it. Drink and it. Not on the streets. So, Brewmeister's Armageddon, the world's strongest beer, 130 proof. It's coming
what?
To you,
are you
personally
me?
On Thanksgiving. Is that your spit?
I'm spitting. I am spitting so much.
That's okay.
It's still all liquid.
The humorous part is that you've been claiming the spit, and now we actually have evidence.
I think it's from Hurricane Sandy. I'm still drying out. I was flooded, Jaquetta.
It has nothing to do with you spitting on my paper.
Well,
I'll take it. I don't mind.
Making you feel sorry.
You know what?
Me.
When you podcast, sometimes you just get emphatic. All right.
It's a huge.
Yeah. We're
thing.
Working hard in here. Brewmeister's Armageddon, 130 proof. Team of microbrewers in Scotland at Brewmeister Brewery. Brewmeister Brewery. We're podcasters podcast. Have made the world's strongest beer at a whopping 65% alcohol.
That? How is it possible?
I'll tell you how they do it.
All right.
It's extremely high alcohol content is achieved. They freeze the beer and then remove the ice. This sounds like a recipe, people. Freeze your beer.
Remove the ice. And it's suddenly a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. But be careful in your freezer. Because remember when I put the wine in the freezer?
Yes.
And I forgot about it?
We've all done that. And it exploded.
You cleaned it up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. It says it's Armageddon beer. 65% alcohol. And it has a viscous quality to it is what it says. And that's... When I hear of the word viscous with a drink, that makes me not kind of want to drink it.
Yeah, viscous is not a fun...
Mucilage is what I'm thinking.
...state of matter.
Yes. So this beer is coming to you. It's going to be retail at $8 a bottle.
Ooh, it's viscous.
No, I'm sorry. $8 for 1.1 ounces is going to be served at. And it's meant to be sipped like a brandy.
Well.
Really?
All right, so they've got to crack one open, and then everyone has to have a shot.
I'm sorry. If it's
we
in a bottle...
get some for the Hey You Know It shot glasses.
Yeah, we're going to get some. Greg and I are going to order some. I am not sipping a beer like a brandy. I'm shooting it. I know. There's more spit. The Hey You Know It studio is flooded with effervescence.
Mm.
Brewmeister. So it's going to be available on Thanksgiving.
That's
so
right.
Hook that up. Take that. You know what? Take that to your boyfriend or girlfriends.
No, and drink the whole thing.
Yeah. You ever go to a party and everyone's bought liquor and one person brings a six pack and it's like, really? You're not even pretending like
you're
you care about
corner.
Yeah, about other people.
Yeah.
I have a little thing here about our friends up north.
Okay.
The Canadians.
I like Canada.
I do too. We love Canada. Here's 10 things you might not know about Canadian Thanksgiving. I don't know anything about it.
I didn't really think they had it because I thought Thanksgiving was
our thing.
Was
no
our
one,
thing.
Nobody gives thanks like the US of A people.
That's right.
USA. So, Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October, and their Thanksgiving is before ours. It was in 1578.
But what were they thankful for? What was their history?
They were thankful for Martin Frobisher's return from the Northwest Passage.
Well, thank God.
Yes. Phew. They have, for their traditional meal, turkey, stuffing, cranberry, mashed potatoes, gravy, pumpkin pie, and a side dish to reflect the diverse ethnicity and the mosaic that is Canada. Come to Canada.
It's a melting pot.
Yeah. There's football. They have their own football league.
Sounds suspiciously like they were peeking down over the border. Yes.
But theirs was 43 years before ours.
Sounds like we were peeking up at theirs.
Yeah. Some cities have Thanksgiving Day parades, but it's early, so there's no Santa on the float. I'm surprised I haven't seen his ass yet either. Yeah. They're really trying to get the holidays rolling this year. Shopping is not a big component unless you live near the border with the U.S. and then you go to a mall there. The statutory holiday falls on a Monday, which guarantees a long weekend in a country with more holidays in the U.S., but less than Europe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, but we have more pharmaceuticals. We don't need those holidays.
No kidding.
Canadian holiday coincides with Columbus Day, and it's perfect for spending time with international neighbors.
That's nice.
I guess. How many Canadian friends do you have?
I have several.
They here or in Canada?
Oh, in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all are in
They're
Canada.
They're too far away.
My grandfather was from Canada.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He came down as a young man.
It gets sketchier. Was he up with fur pelts or like what was he doing? what was his deal?
He ended up, he saved his money and came down as a young teen and worked in Patterson in the textile industry.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
On his first day on the job, they told him to go get a bucket of steam. And he was like, all right. And they laughed and laughed.
Oh, how those funny Canadians. They're so ignorant.
Yeah.
So at the end of the article, it says contact Elisa Priddle, and it has her email address and then her phone number. Damn, Canada, you guys are friendly. I've never seen in the United States at the end of an article a phone number.
Yeah.
We don't even put our phone number out there. Can you imagine? Someone, if this were in the U.S., someone would call up and be like, nice fucking article, Elisa.
Yeah.
Way to go. It'd be pretty interesting. I had no idea they had a Thanksgiving.
I didn't know either.
Sounds pretty cool. Very similar to ours, except, it happened first.
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I hope it was fun. Hope you enjoyed your turkey.
What do you do at Thanksgiving with all these people around? How do you start a conversation?
I don't know. At the tables, I'll be like, should I bet on this one or not?
God, you need at least 50 topics to start your conversations.
Well, let's set the scene. It's we're dating a new person. We're going over to their family's Thanksgiving for the first time. We've been told not to get drunk.
Yeah.
And we've been told that photos will be taken at random and will be swapped in and out so that it looks nice. But what do we talk about?
What I have here is several categories, and each category has 5 questions with a fill-in-the-blank answer.
Okay.
So rapid fire, I'm going to give you a category and read you the questions. You're going to answer off
and that's
the top
how it,
of your head.
That's how it's going to go at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That sounds awful. It's like the Gestapo came over.
Okay, so yeah, right. So here it is. This topic is called Earliest Memories.
Meats. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the questions you answer like lightning, okay?
Okay.
Earliest memories. My first pet was?
Frisky, a dog.
My chores growing up were?
I didn't have any chores.
My favorite toy was?
Pass. What? I don't know what my favorite toy was. Are you supposed to put them out rapid fire at the table like that, or is it supposed to be casual?
No, I think it's casual, but I'm doing this for us. My best surprise ever was?
I guess my period. I was pretty shocked.
After that weekend. knew. I wanted to grow up to be a...
rich person.
Okay.
With lots of money. This is awesome.
Do some for me. Okay. I don't know what category she's going to pick.
If I could marry a celebrity, it would be...
Christian Bale.
Really? Christian Bale?
I'm doing rapid fire. Okay. Rapid fire.
Once I was really embarrassed when... Don't say Christian Bale again. We'll know that's crap.
I got my period in my pants.
Where else would you got? I got mine on my shoe. I think my best feature is my
clavicle.
My clavicle. I bet you if I go back to this podcast, the word clavicle will have been earlier. A secret I wished I hadn't. I don't want to know that one. I'm secretly proud. This is, if it's a secret, it's not going to be a real answer. I'm doing a different one.
Okay.
Once I won a contest when?
I drew a picture.
Of what?
Of Christmas. Keep Christ in Christmas.
You did? Keep Christ in Christmas?
I won third place.
What was the image that you drew? Was it just Christ like busting up in a Christmas celebration?
There was an angel with a crown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was... Keep Christ in Christmas.
Yeah, it was the Knights of Columbus held it. I was
Catholic. Oh, that's right, because people get upset because they put an X. You know what? When I'm texting, I put that for my friends who have names like Christina.
Yeah.
I put Xtina.
I saw that in
Should
text.
I keep the Christ in Christina? Or is that going too far? My favorite book is?
Confederacy of Dunces.
Really?
I like that,
That's cool. That makes you sound very upscale.
I am. Well, you know how it is.
My parents told me I was a blank baby.
A fat baby.
A fat baby. Every baby is fat. I kind of like this.
I was a funny baby.
It says to bring this with you. Who knows? Your revelations may become the spiciest dish at the feast.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of spicy dishes, do we have any Weegan Bateman news?
Yes, we do.
Well, Jason Bateman is an actor, and Katie said he was a celebrity last time. That we respect. Whose career we have been chronicling and following. We do respect him. We said it. Because he's decent. Okay. That's the only reason. Everybody else out there is just doing whatever they want to willy-nilly, but Jason Bateman shows restraint. So what do we have?
And he has endurance, too.
Yeah. Which is staying power.
Just like the people of the pilgrims of Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And he's got green drawers.
And that damn blue shirt.
Yes.
He won't
stop.
All right. So I went into the Wayback Machine and I found that he was in a 1986 movie called The Thanksgiving Promise.
Get out. This sounds familiar.
It was telecast, mind you, November 3rd, 1986, made for TV, Thanksgiving Promise, based on a novel. And it had several celebrities in it. And basically the story is a farm boy living in the shadow of his older brother.
Literally in the shadow.
And a neighbor entrusts him with a man-sized job, which is to take care of a gosling and fatten up the bird for Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. Inevitably, he becomes attached to the bird, and as Thanksgiving approaches, he takes a series of odd jobs hoping to buy a goose from his neighbor.
Now I know. I think I might have been forced to read this as a child.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in a very rural area, and when we were always reading these books where animals had to get be killed, yeah. I'm like, we kind of just do that on a regular basis. Like, what's the big deal?
It had Beau Bridges, Jordan Bridges.
Ew.
Lloyd Bridges.
What? Beau Bridges?
And Jeff Bridges.
Oh, God. There's only one good Bridges, people.
Yeah.
I'll let you be the judge of who that is. All these discounts. It's like the Baldwins.
Yeah.
It should be Baldwins v. Bridges. Could we match them up?
Yes, we can. We'll do that. Could be like
quasi-celebrity death match.
Yes. Discount family actors.
Discount celebrity family actors.
Okay, and Jason Bateman played Steve Tibby. Apparently, he wasn't the boy. He was the brother. Maybe he was the douchey brother.
The one who was in the shadow?
Yeah, the one who was like...
Oh, the one who cast the shadow.
Cast the shadow. I'm saying he was douchey, but I don't really know. Maybe he was just like an achiever.
How'd all those Bridges get in there? Bridges production.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeff Bridges is uncredited. It's like, I'll be in it, but please.
Yeah.
But let's not tell anyone.
I actually don't need credit for this.
And Dorothy Dean Bridges. Whoever that is.
What? They need to stop. What is going on? What is with these people? Nobody wants to see.
And Courtney Thorne-Smith. As Cheryl.
As Cheryl. I love it when you watch it. When we're watching movies, not movies, but made for TV movies. And at the end, they're like, and introducing someone you'll never see again.
Right.
A fifth bald one.
We're going to guess that they're going to have a giant career, but they're not.
Yeah.
So anyway, so if you get a chance and you can find it, go back there and... find the Thanksgiving Promise.
Yeah.
And see some young Jason Bateman.
Before he went to man.
Yeah, he was probably making that transition from sexy boy to sexy man.
From sexy boy to man. So I have some tips here. Mm-hmm. Some from the ASPCA. Thanksgiving safety tips. And there's a picture of a dog in costume, which is the first tip don't put your dog in a costume.
I love
You animals. Like a dog in a costume?
I love any animal wearing an outfit.
Shoes?
Yeah, but they have a hard time with them.
They do. They look so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it says here, talking turkey. If you decide to feed your pet
nibble. Did you just say talking turkey?
Talking turkey. If you decide to feed your pet a nibble of turkey, make sure it's boneless and well-cooked. Don't offer her raw or undercooked turkey.
Don't do it to anybody.
Yes, salmonella. Sage advice. Sage can make Thanksgiving taste delicious. Sorry, delish. But it and many herbs contain essential oil. Like, who was giving their... It's a no bread dough. Don't let them eat cake.
That's...
Who is feeding their dogs like
this? What is this?
I don't know. It's absolutely... So all of these suggestions are basically like, don't feed your dog things that might kill them.
Right. That's
basically,
number one.
Feed your dog dog food.
Just like any other day.
Cooked meat.
Why would you pick Thanksgiving as the danger day for the dog?
Because I think a lot of crazy ass people out there with dogs probably make a plate. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like right. Like, oh, here's your Thanksgiving mm-hmm. plate.
Like, with a little bit of mashed potatoes
a
and a little bit of...
pie.
Yeah,
like right.
This kind of thing. And then the dog is, like, keeling over. So it says here, while humans are chowing down, give your cat or dog their own feast. Offer them Nyla bones or... There's this thing called a Kong. Now, when we had a dog, did you ever meet our dog?
No.
No, he was gone. Yeah. You're the one person who never saw our dog.
Yeah, and I was really upset when you said, I didn't know you had one.
Yeah, that most people did not. We keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
So there's this toy called, but it's a way to feed a dog called a Kong. And it looks like a little beehive, but it's empty on the inside. And you're supposed to stuff it with food. And it's supposedly the dogs like it. The people who like it actually are trainers. We took 20 minutes stuffing this thing with food. It's really hard to get the food in. At the top is a little tiny hole.
What's that?
For the dog. You put the dog food in it. There's a little
tiny
hole at the top.
Yeah, I know, but why
to make it so tiny? Because they want the dog to, like, it's supposed to simulate something from nature. We gave it to our dog. Our dog basically threw it in our face. It was like, screw you. Can't get the damn food out of this thing.
I am an indoor dog. I am not from the outside.
Yeah.
He's not like a redneck
He's
dog.
Like, I don't hunt. I've never eaten anything that I knew was living at some point.
I don't work for this.
Yeah. It was horrifying for the dog.
You opened this.
Open this and put it in. So these Thanksgiving safety tips are basically don't give your dog people food. Who would give their dog a bit of bread dough?
Ew.
You know what I think? People are cooking food and their dog looks
drinking,
up.
You know, and they're drinking wine and they're
it's a nice or the
day.
Dog is looking at them and they're like, the dog wants them. I'm like, no, the dog is just looking at you because you're weird.
And yeah.
You don't have any hair all over your body. You're the person who's around all the time. You might do something
fun.
You're big. Occasionally, you give them food, you rub their stomach. But, like, when a dog is looking at you, it doesn't mean you have to reciprocate with something.
Just like when you were a child and you looked at an adult. That's a big person.
I didn't get a piece of bread, though, when I was a kid. Screw this. I also found this interesting. Because we know Black Friday happens right mm-hmm. after Thanksgiving. And hopefully this year it's not going to be Black and Blue Friday like it was last time. There's not going to be a massacre. But I found this. It says, shoppers to remain conservative with holiday budgets this year, according to National
Review. And discreet and polite as they are.
I'm like, hey, you didn't know? People are broke as shit, man. They've been broke for years. It says here, this year the average shopper will spend, and this is more than I thought, $749.51. On gifts, decor.
Wait, say that again. What's that number?
$749.51. The average person will spend. That seems like a lot.
On Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For gifts, decor, greeting cards. And that's up. Last year, they only spent $740.57.
Okay.
So it's $9 up. They're going to spend $421 on kids, parents, uncles. And then on friends, they're going to spend $75.13. So we can just exchange a check for $75.13.
<That's right. laughs>
And be done with it. For your coworkers, you're going to spend $23.48.
Okay.
And then $28.
On each coworker?
No, on coworkers all together.
Okay, that's like just a thing of cookies.
So hopefully you buy a couple thing of cookies and you just throw them out.
Yeah.
Right
away.
$28 on pets and community members. Food and candy, $100. And flowers, $19. Now, what I found most interesting about this article is that it seems to say that people do spend as much money on themselves as they do on other people when they're shopping. So, for example, if I go out and buy a sweater for you, I might get two sweaters from me.
I do that.
I do it, too. Because you're already shopping, and you see stuff that you want.
Like, I want this.
And
yeah.
You're like, no one else is going to buy this for me.
And I'm going to come back and not because it's shopping.
It's on sale right now. It says, yeah. It looks like young adults, and that's us, people.
Yeah.
And don't say it's not. Young adults.
Yeah, she just looked at me. I was like, I'm a young adult, fine.
Young adults have the one for you, two for me, which is surprising, given that that age group typically doesn't have the income or the ability to splurge. Yeah, that's we okay. still fall into that as well. I just found that so interesting. I can't believe $750 every year for the past couple years. Everyone's been complaining about how broke they are. And yet when the holidays come around, stores are going crazy.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
People are all. So do you have the money or not? You know, do you have $750 or don't you?
Right.
Every year, it's always a big thing for Christmas. I don't know. Greg and I don't spend that much money on gifts. We do stuff. I think I spend a lot of money around the holidays, and you probably do too, going out,
yeah,
having drinks with a friend.
Yeah, that's what you do. You have drinks with your friends.
Yeah, you buy a meal. You buy me a meal for $75.13. I buy you the same meal later for $75.13.
Yeah.
And everyone's happy.
And everyone visits in the end. So that's...
Do you have any friends that you do shopping for the holidays?
I had maybe two or three, and we kind of stopped.
Yeah, I'm like, don't start that shit. You know, like because I feel like I know too many people.
Yeah.
If I give you a gift, then I got to give him a gift and give her a gift, you know, and everybody in between. I just try to avoid it altogether.
Yeah.
And it ends here, people.
That's it.
It ends here today.
All right, everyone, stop buying.
Yeah. So do you have Thanksgiving plans? Are you doing the New Jersey Thanksgiving?
I do not know yet. I don't know what's happening. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to go to fuel the Atlantic City economy. We're going to help rebuild.
Your Jersey strong.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to help rebuild AC with our dollars and hit the slots. I think we're probably going to stay in AC for a couple of nights.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Everything is there. There's some really good restaurants that are just away from the casinos. There's like a really old Italian restaurant there that's amazing. Uh-huh. Maybe go there for Thanksgiving. Get, you know, drink and gamble. I don't know. I don't really like the holiday. And I don't like the day after Thanksgiving.
No.
And I don't want to be around the city for the madness.
No.
Because it's a day off. And usually on that day, because I'm not so attuned to Black Friday, I foolishly are like, oh, let me just run over to Target.
Yeah,
and get something.
Yeah,
and I get, you know, and I get maced.
Or run over.
Or run over. Because I'm, you know, I'm standing in front of a PSP. You.
The earrings out of your ears, like, yes. I saw them first. It's like, no, I came in with these.
Yeah. So I just would as soon get out of the city, I think, this year.
Okay, good. I'm going to probably see the nieces and nephews.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They'll be excited. See, if there's small kids to entertain you, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
But just because we're at the age now where there are going to be small kids around.
Mm-hmm.
When they're not, I remember like 10 years ago going to a family dinner. I'm like, oh, do. Is there anything more Hennessy?
So what can we say to our listeners for Thanksgiving? How can they get through the holidays? We talked about drinking.
Yeah, I mean, the hey, you know what's standard for any holiday is booze. Is to booze. Ply yourself with booze.
But now we have sexy costumes for Thanksgiving. That's another one.
I'm frankly still shocked by that. Like, I'm really surprised that they're suggesting.
So get your sexy costume. Bring your list of questions.
It's the Halloweenization of every holiday.
Right.
I don't know, like, where I would wear the sexy costume.
And how about this? You can ask everybody at Thanksgiving. If you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month, which show would you choose?
Ooh. Oh, Arrested Development.
There you go. Of course.
Where would you be?
Arrested Development.
Yeah, of course. That model home? Quite interesting.
What product from an infomercial would you most like to own? Slap Chop.
So what? I have a Slap Chop.
Because it has Slap in it.
I like Slap. I have one at home. It's awesome.
Good.
I think I would like the ShamWow.
Oh, yeah.
Or as it's called on the internet, ScamWow. Because apparently it absorbs nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about this one? If you could have personally witnessed one event in history, what would you choose? I'll tell you what I want. The death of Marilyn Monroe. I want to see who did it.
Oh, really?
That's what I want to know.
Don't you think they would have gotten you too? You're also blonde. People, mistakes could have been made.
And I often bang presidents.
Yeah. And she sings a mean happy birthday, Mr. President.
Right.
What event would I like to have seen in history? Probably the what destroyed the dinosaurs. I would like to see a T-Rex just look up and be like, what the f-? And
the then answers. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. You can send us your emails at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. If you send us segment information, questions, anything, you will get.
Basically, if you communicate with us via email.
You will get a Hey You Know It shot glass.
Yes. We love to hear from people and we want to know who's out there, especially our neighbors in Maine.
And go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We will, again, give you a shot glass for that.
Basically, a shot glass for anything.
So follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. They're both free. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Standing by and show how we rock on you. Won't you show me how you never go by now? Won't you go in there?
Friends of mine had went to visit the family for the first time and was drinking. And the mother had brought up and said, you know, studies show that if you breastfeed your children, they turn out to be better lovers. And so she said, thank you for breastfeeding your son.
I say touche.
And it didn't go over well.
Why? Come on, the door was open.
Exactly.
Okay, so don't gauge the room, I guess. You gotta be like an entertainer. You gotta feel the crowd. You gotta work from the room when you get in there on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was the best thing to say, but anyway.